For 17 years, Bin 23 was a staple in downtown Guelph, with its fine dining and wines from across the world. From birthdays, anniversaries, milestones and holiday dinners, the restaurant drew people from all facets of life and gave them a lasting gift, memories and connections. Earlier this week, the restaurant shut its doors and the building was sold. For the owners, it's on to the next chapter, time to spend with their loved ones. It's been a long run. Very emotional, said Costa, Gus, Kriporis, who co-owned the place with executive chef Graham Black. We started on a high note, we left on a high note and we didn't do a big hoopla big party. We just did a silent exit. The owners were known for their overarching generosity and hospitality. Kriporis would throw annual customer appreciation parties at his residence in Caledon for 400 people every year. The massive two-day barbecue party would bring food and alcohol from the restaurant, play live music and have live entertainers while the guests sat back and enjoyed the show. They never advertised their restaurant. They didn't have to. It was never about the money. The money came, because we treated them, customers, like family. Period. And that is the truth, said Kriporis. Lynn Broughton runs Taste Detours and has been a loyal customer for years. She described the lavish annual parties as an extension of the restaurant. It highlights the generosity, just outrageously generous people. To me, those parties really exemplified that. So giving in the restaurant side in their personal life, just always giving, giving, giving. The parties were insane. Broughton would often begin her tours at Bin 23. Her clients would develop connections with local residents and Broughton quickly developed a long-lasting friendship with the owners. In 2018, the owners shut down the restaurant on a Saturday night for an intimate wedding party for her and her loved ones. They brought in all their staff. They kept their staff, they really had long-term staff and I think that speaks volumes about the kind of restaurateurs they were that people wanted to stay with them. They felt appreciated by them, said Broughton. Last Saturday, the restaurant had its last busy dinner service. Kriporis said ex-employees came and insisted on working for free to say a final goodbye. To see a whole restaurant just, they're happy and crying and bittersweet. We didn't realize how many weddings and caterings and anniversaries there were. When you're in the middle of it, you're just running on adrenaline, said Kriporis. For the owners, the restaurant was like a meeting place that connected the Guelph community. We were a well-knit community, the hair salon, the other restaurants, the pubs, convenience stores, my neighbors, the florist across the street from me, Sweet Violet. Yesterday, we saw them at the restaurant. They came over crying and we didn't expect that. So it's been a flood of emotion right now. It wasn't just a restaurant. It's been a meeting place, said Kriporis. The two owners met while working in a restaurant in Caledon in 1997. In 2005, they saw a building for sale in Guelph and jumped right in and ran a single restaurant for the longest time in their entire career. Kriporis said the two were working 15 to 18 hours a day taking care of the restaurant, their baby. Graham's got some grandchildren now. We want to live our lives now. We endured a lot over the years. There's more ups than downs, which is great. But at the end of the day, one thing we're proud of is that we kept our nose clean in town. We would do our work and get out, said Kriporis. That one memory I'm going to take away from this is that every customer that came in, whether they were on the patio in the summer or inside, we would introduce one to the other and there was always a connection and then they always knew each other there. November 27th was the restaurant's last day and also Kriporis's parents' wedding anniversary. I pretty much called them that morning to say happy anniversary and we sold the restaurant, said Kriporis, adding that he was fortunate to be able to run a restaurant with an incredible friend and business partner. I saw and read all the time that his guests, his regulars would come back week after week after week, I think month after month for all their special events. It's just the most loyal clientele dedicated to them because they receive that kind of impeccable service and love and friendliness and connection. Kriporis said reading the comments on the restaurant's Facebook page has been very emotional. He is encouraging customers to leave comments about their favorite memories so they can be added to a scrapbook.